Welcome to the Washington Defender Pastor to Pastor Show. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. This is one of those shows where we just chat about being a pastor. And so we're going to have a great time today as we dive in and look at what we can do in the public square. So the first thing I wanted to talk about is heart and the public square. My hope is that you know as a pastor that what you do is incredibly important to the overarching way that culture turns out. Preaching the whole counsel of God's word, going line by line through scripture and expounding on that so that people understand what the word of God has to say really does make a difference and shape how our cultures interact, how we walk out righteousness and holiness in the public square. And so I was thinking of this verse today of Proverbs 4, 20 through 23. It says, "My son, give attention to my words, incline your ears to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Look at this. "Keep your heart with all diligence." And that's one of the things that you do as a pastor is you help others keep their heart with all diligence. For out of it spring the issues of life. So all of life springs out of our heart. And so when we look at this, if you want to have a changed public square or change policy, you got to have a changed heart. So that's what we aim to do here at Family Policy Institute of Washington and FPIW Action is to see heart change that then changes the public square. So a couple ways to do that is remember that prayer changes things. If you would like to adopt a city official like as a church, we want to encourage you to do that. It will really help those city officials know that you're praying for them. This is nonpartisan. In other words, you can pray for Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, whoever they are who are representing you. We want you to adopt them and then as a congregation be praying for them. So if you need more information on that, go to fpiw.org and look at Adopt a City Official. We would love for you to do that. We give you some ideas. We give you a sample letter. We're even willing to send off the sample letter for you. Also, ballots are out, and so it's great. A lot of people don't know this, or pastors don't know this, is that if we just simply remind people to vote, and it makes the turnout incredibly different. So we can begin to see a conservative voice be launched, a biblical voice be launched in the public square just by simply reminding Christians to vote. You don't have to tell them how to vote. You don't have to tell them, you know, all these kind of things. But if you want more information on what to do with ballots, you can go to our strategic calendaring, look at the month of July, and check that out. Also, we have our city button up on fpiw.org. And cities, towns, and municipalities. This gives you a list of all your city officials. So you just go down, find your city, it'll take you to their website, and you can check out those city officials. There's also one for school boards and counties as well. So FPIW really aims to empower pastors to be effective in the public square and allow their voice to be heard. We're not asking you to campaign on someone's behalf, or we're not asking you to try to convince people to vote in a certain way. What we are asking you is to hold up a biblical worldview and say, this is what the Bible says, now vote accordingly. You know, some things are unclear. We know the Bible tells us about Exodus 18:21 says that we're supposed to find people who are able, who fear God, who won't take a bribe, and who are truthful. I mean, it gives us very broad brushstrokes of how do we elect people and how do we bring up leadership within the public square. So beyond that, there's a lot of preferences. There's a lot of things that, maybe differences of how we look at things. But to really think about how can we, as Christ followers, who are citizens in heaven and stewarding the things here on earth so that we can love our neighbor, how can we vote for people who are going to stand for a biblical worldview? And now, I've often at times asked, are we supposed to mandate the biblical worldview? No, we're Christ followers. However, we can do and set it up so that to the best of our ability, good laws are made, good regulations are made so that people can experience peace in their life, and that only comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. So the city button's there. Also, there's a school button if you want to check that out, fpiw.schoolboards. You can check that out as well. And just a closing prayer. I know it's a long week. It's hot, and it's just a lot going on around our state. I know on this side of the state in Spokane, there's a lot of road construction and that kind of thing. I know on that side, I-5 and all that is going down. So it's just people are going to be a little bit more stressed. And when they show up at church on Sunday, they're going to be need a word that's really going to move them forward and closer to God. So I know I'm preaching this week in Spokane Valley, and it's going to be it's 2 Peter chapter 2. If you want to check it out, it's some of the hardest examples we have in Scripture. So you can be praying for me as well. So anyway, let me pray, and then I'll end this for today. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for our pastors across Washington State. I pray that you would allow us to take a stand, that we're diligent with our own heart, and that we preach the whole counsel of God's word so people can be diligent in their heart. We also pray that our followers of you, God, that they would connect with you on a daily basis in the word of God. I pray for any pastor that's discouraged or just down and out today, I pray that you would encourage them, let them know that you love them, and God, you are so good to them. And so we just give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.